All right, we will now bring in another baseball expert. He has been through the five-game series a number of times. He managed the Chicago Cubs, and we wouldn't have World Series excitement here from 2010 if it wasn't for Mike Quatty and the Cubs, and he pledged he would take care of the Padres, and he did during that last week. Mike, how are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Well, I'm telling you, you're a legend here in the Bay Area. You know that.
Well, I don't know about all that. I didn't do anything except just show up and have my guys play good. But it was, I'll never forget that. You know, I was in San Francisco for the National Series, speaking of the Nationals a while back, and people in the Bay Area are still great. I mean, obviously I'm pretty easy to recognize with all the hair I have, and being at the ballpark for 3 days, talked to a lot of good fans. So some bad memories for my time there, but that was one of the better ones.
Yeah, come on, it was great. And you saved Zambrano, and he pitched a great game against the Padres that Tuesday. I remember you did that. Come on, it was a big deal.
Yeah, I think Enberg made a big deal about it. I was ready to clobber him, too. But I think when you're in the situation we were in, you set up people to beat the people you need to, and that's kind of the deal.
Yeah, you did. Hey, you heard the caller that just was on just before you came on, and I get these calls every day and walk around. Who do you want to play, the Reds or the Nationals? You're an observer of baseball. You've been in both parks. You've seen the Nationals play. You know the Reds and that pitching staff. And you know the Giants to some degree. And it's a five-game series. If you had to pick it, who would you rather see, the Reds or the Nationals?
Well, and the funny thing is, you can think you're an expert all day long. And when it comes to playoffs and these kind of things, I mean, anybody that can look at stats, you and I have talked many times about matchups, clubs that play better, you know, much better at home, and who's going to have that home field advantage, and so on and so forth. So, I don't think there's a definitive answer by any means. But, you know, the caller was talking about, look, if you got to go through them, you might as well get them right away. I don't necessarily agree with that. And, you know, the Reds are going to obviously be formidable. And let me tell you something, you know, Atlanta, St. Louis, now, we've seen St. Louis in the past look like they stumble into this thing and win it, and I think Atlanta's a very good ball club, so I wouldn't be writing those son of a guns off either. They're probably playing better than the Nationals to some extent. Their bullpen's healthy and so on. So I would love to play a club where I've got home field advantage and get my feet wet and get through that first round, as opposed to taking on the person you think you have to go through right away, because now – you get to that first round, you're a little more comfortable, you're relaxed, you're into the thing. Although the Nationals are a first-time club, and a lot of your guys have been there and know how to handle that probably better than a lot of those kids over in Washington, I think, I don't know the matchups, and that's huge. That's something you know, but I'd rather get my feet wet than try and tackle an animal right away.
All right. No, it's a great answer. Mike Quatty with us. And, you know, he managed the Cubs, and he's a longtime coach in the major leagues and, you know, a baseball expert. No, it's a very good point you bring up. And I tend to look at it both ways. Gio Gonzalez may be a little bit more hyper. There's no Strasburg. And you get the first two at home in this crazy way. They've got this thing set up. The weaker team starts off at home, and you got two good pitchers. You know, you possibly.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny because being away from the thing, I mean, I the excitement that the extra wild card team has created is unbelievable from a fan standpoint. I think when you're in the game, you're not quite as excited. I guarantee you, if you're in Atlanta right now, you're not quite as excited because you've had a heck of a year and it's one and done. So it's obviously allowed, three or four, maybe five more cities to stay excited and have a shot. Heck, I'm down here in Tampa, and, they've got themselves, obviously, they have to win out and need some help, and they have to sweep Baltimore and so on, but they're still in it. And that's the good news. The bad news is, if you've had the kind of year I think Atlanta's had, and you were that other wild card team, you need a series. To me, you need a series, even if it's a three-game series. The one and done, you know, I think it's tough. After you play 162, why can't we have a three-game series?
No, I agree with you, and I think most baseball fans would like to see it, and I think Atlanta and St. Louis would like to see it. You know, St. Louis has a two-game lead on the Dodgers, and St. Louis has to go. Cincinnati comes in. They've got Washington today. Giants-Dodgers starting tomorrow night. The Giants, the Dodgers get Colorado today. This is pretty interesting to see what can happen over this. And no one in the American League has clinched anything.
Well, no, have you? That's what I was going to say. And I, you know, I sit here and look, and I try, you know, and I'm a fairly decent mathematician, but you know, I'm trying to figure out just to really have some fun. You know, how can we have a three-way tie for the last wild card spot, and you know, the myriad of playoff things and the stuff that would have to happen if that was the case would really, I mean, you'd have one and done for what, 3 days before the real stuff started.
Yeah.
So,
well, they could have a playoff on Thursday and Friday, and they could push everything back. Yeah, it's crazy. David Johnson, you know, it's funny. David Johnson said, he says, I don't want to be the number one seed. I want to know who I'm going to play now. I don't want to have to wait till Friday night.
Yeah, well, and I think most people would share that opinion, but that's the way it is. And, you know, then the other thing is always when you're managing, and obviously I haven't been in that situation and would love to, but, you know, watching from a distance, watching Lou in the past, Dusty, watching Boch, whatever, is Felipe years ago, I'll never forget, they were going to make us go play a potential extra game at the end of the season when we had already solidified our spot. And Felipe basically said, look, I'm sending all the kids. I'm not even setting, you know, it'll be 15 of my guys are staying here. They're not even making the trip, or we'll forfeit. And all, God, all hell broke loose when he said that. But, you know, the question is, you're the Giants, you're in, you're the Nationals in. Yeah, you'd like to have home field advantage. You'd like to have the best record, so you've got it throughout and so on. But at what risk to your pitching setup and everything else are you willing to do that? So I think that's a heck of a decision. And, you know, you get in and, okay, you set your pitching and say, this is the way we're going. And what if we happen to have best record, fine, we'd love to. But heck, remember, Marty, when we were in Oakland, we had to win that last day.
2000. Yeah,
we had to win the last day if Cleveland beat Toronto, and they were 3 hours ahead of us. And I couldn't wait to see what Art's decision was. And that game was like 7-0 early, which means we might not have to win. And then furious comeback and wound up 13-10 or something ridiculous.
Well, you had to win the game.
Yeah, and Hudson won. But, you know, you're sitting there with that in mind, and you've got a three-hour delay in your start time, and, you know, what if it's 8-0 in the eighth inning in Cleveland? Do you pitch Hudson, or do you save him? Because, you know, it would have been nice to have Hudson twice against the Yankees, and we didn't. And so I just think it's from a managing standpoint, there's just so many things that I think sometimes people don't even consider that are obviously really important. So,
no, it's great. Great to have you on and talk about this, because this is what's going on in the clubhouse and the manager's office and the coach's room, and this is what people talk about. Mike Quadi with us. All right, the five-game series. I've tried to warn everybody about what's coming. And then, look, fans out here have been through it many times on both sides of the bay, and they've seen the heartbreak of the five-game series and the excitement of it. But it is one of those series that you just – it's never over until it's over. I hate to say it'd be the Yogi Berra cliche, but you can be up and you can lose, and in a game, the momentum could swing every minute.
You're telling me? We got beaten game five all three of those years, so believe me. And we were up 2-0 after coming back from New York. I mean, you talk about you go to New York as a young club, as a young upstart club, and you take two from them and you wind up losing that series. But, you know, and this is also a cliche, but I think, at least in my mind, watching over the years and being a part of it, a few times, no matter what the series is, 1-1, 2-0, it's game three, isn't it? And sure, things can change even after game three, but it just seems like that, you know, because if you're down 2-0 and you can win game three, all of a sudden that club that had that nice relaxed 2-0 lead is, you know, the emotions and the tensions change a little bit. So yeah, it offers a lot more than, I think in seven games, you're way more relaxed as a ball club, knowing that you've got seven.
You managed against Washington and Cincinnati in those parks. How much are those parks hitters' parks?
Oh, well, Cincinnati way more so, particularly from a home run standpoint. I mean, you know, the thing about Cincinnati is Philadelphia to a certain extent. If you're a line drive hitter, sometimes it takes things away because, you know, the outfield is not that deep and line drives sometimes are caught. But if you can get a ball elevated and get in the air, the ball carries real well in Cincinnati. Washington, not as much, especially at night. At least that's what I found. You go in there in the daytime and I would call Washington a much fairer ballpark than Cincinnati. But if I've got a club, you know, and I know a lot has been made. Let's talk about the Yankees for a second and how, you know, 80% of their 70%, whatever it is, 63% of their runs are scored by the home run. I don't think you necessarily mind going into those ballparks, although your pitchers have some things to deal with. But they do, to me, make a difference, with Cincinnati being much more of an offensive ballpark than Washington. Now, you know, you're the numbers guy and the historian to tell me. Not this year. I don't know. You know, I thought things had settled down in Colorado, and I'm watching the games out there this year, and it's like, what happened to the humidor?
Yeah.
but Cincinnati's a real nice offensive park. And, you know, unlike Chicago, which can be a great offensive park, it can also be awful when that wind switches out of the north-northwest. And this time of year in the fall, that ballpark can play as big as any. So, but I think looking at it, and Atlanta is a very, very, very fair ballpark. Cincinnati looks like the offensive place to be in. And you know, we don't need to talk about your guys' place because everybody knows about that.
Yeah, trouble. All right, give me your – Mike Quadi with us. Give me your World Series matchup. I'll put you on the spot here. You follow the game. World Series matchup right now. And I know the American League, it's wide open. Anything could happen. National League, yeah, you know the National League pretty well.
Yeah, and I hate, you know, I'll start with the other league because, you know, I have many friends that are involved in this thing, and obviously Wash is a good friend, and the pitching coach and Larry Rothschild in New York, and I have friends that are scouts and people with Baltimore. So I don't know, you know, as far as from a fan standpoint, which I am in many cases, you know, who do I pull for? How am I going to do this? But I think just looking at the American League, and, you know, I hate to be a favorite guy, but, you know, unlike your caller previously that talked about going through Washington, I'm not necessarily sold on that completely. They've had a great year, and that may be the case. But in the American League, you're going through Texas. I just feel that way completely. And as long as they're healthy, and, you know, they've been there, they have a ton of experience now in this postseason stuff, and I think that they look really good in the American League. CeCe's come back and Pettit have come back, and obviously that ball club's formidable too. But, and now having said all that, Baltimore will win it, and that'll make me happy too. But I think Texas.
Come on, Baltimore is, they're not going away.
Right. And look, you can't look past that team across the bay. Their pitching is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, you know,
they hit home runs.
Oh, man, they do. And so. But that's the beauty of it. It truly is. We'll throw all the cliches out. It's a new season. In the National League, you know, I think the most dangerous club, if they get in, is Atlanta.
Okay.
And I'm a little biased there because I'm close to some people there, but I really do. I mean, everybody's obviously talking about Washington, and that's, you know, that's obvious. They've had one heck of a year. And I agree with you that Cincinnati's offense has been a little bit suspect here lately, but you're gonna have to get past Cueto and a heck of a bullpen and so on and so forth, and Dusty's been there, you know, and knows the deal. And I do agree with the caller. I mean, it sounds like he's doing okay. What a country you live in where you can have a little heart issue and then a little stroke and go manage the playoffs.
that's why we love medical science and America.
Absolutely. So but I'll take Atlanta versus Texas in the World Series, and Texas wins it.
All right. Well, very good. Very good. Well, I knew I could count on you. Very good. No, I appreciate you being on. And we'll be in action next weekend, so I'd love to have you on. And you'll be watching the games, I know, and I'd love to get your insight on it. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, we'll watch all of them, and heck, I don't know, maybe I'll show up at a couple of these. I got nothing else going on.
That's right.
Let me go to a ballpark, maybe fly into Atlanta and see my friends there and see if they can't make me a soothsayer or something. But
all right.
Anyway, look, have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Mike, thank you. Mike Quadi, boy, great baseball man. That is a Sunday baseball conversation.